Joining us right now on the Select Motors of Tampa hotline, Select Motors of Tampa, driven by trust, WWE Hall of Fame. Robert Diva, now one of the stars of a new movie, Gridlock, which is available today on Blu-ray and DVD. The lovely Trish Stratus is with us. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. We're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Nice to join you guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Now, tell us about this movie, Gridlock.
Gridlock is, oh my God, it's such a good movie. I'm so excited about it. It's like the action is off the chain. It's kind of like a throw. This is how the director described it to me, actually. He said he was a huge fan growing up of the action movies back in the day, like Die Hard and Lethal Weapon. So he was really inspired by that old school action feel. And man, he really brought it. Like this film is completely that. It really has that, like, you know, your shoot 'em up kind of feel, and it's got like lots of action, and the fight scenes are just incredible. And you know, it's got kind of that, you know, there's the dynamic between Dominic Purcell, the one lead, and Cody Hackman, and they have sort of that you know, the comedic moments, that buddy ride along kind of feel. So it's great. It's like just a fun movie, and I'm just super proud of it. Like, I'm proud of it, and as my second movie, you know, to be able to do something with that caliber of actors, you know, Danny Glover and Dominic Purcell and Stephen Lang, it's just like just watching them perform and being on the same, you know, screen of them was pretty incredible. And the fight scenes, man, they're so good. Like, I'm pretty proud of those, too.
Well, that's what I'm about to get to. I heard there's a lot of quality acting going on. So are you performing your own stunts in this movie?
I am, indeed. Yes, you will recognize some. You'll be stratified by much of my movements on this film. it was cool. I worked with the fight coordinator, and he was like, you know, he came from a fight world, from a stunt world, right? So he was like, so you're a wrestler, which I get all the time, you know? And I'm like, he's like, but you're so small. And I'm like, I get that all the time as well. And he goes, I've been watching some of your stuff, and it's pretty incredible. And, you know, he could definitely appreciate this sort of different craft and the athleticism that we bring to the table. So he just said, do you mind if I just, like, put you with my guy and you guys can just, like, you know, work and let me just see what you guys got? I'm like, yeah, totally. So we just wrestled about, and I showed him some of my stuff, and luckily the guy I was working with was a fan of my stuff, so he knew, you know, kind of what to bring out of me, and the guy was just blown away. He was like, wow, that's hardcore. I'm like, yeah. So then he sort of was able to take some of my style. Of course, she's not a wrestler, so she, you know, she's a elite trained police officer, so she definitely had a style that he wanted to bring in to have Gina, my character, have. But so he sort of brought that in, but then had a little bit of my flair and sort of brought, you know, the elements of what I could bring as a fighter into the fight. So it just translates awesome. And to be honest, to watch a fight scene back, like, you know, obviously I've seen, yeah, how many, I debuted in 2000, so what is that? That's a lot of years ago. Oh my God, a lot of years ago. That's a lot of, I've seen a lot of my fights on TV, but to see my fights with a soundtrack and sound effects and special, you know, hit different angles, and pretty cool. So I think you'll be pretty excited to see it.
Well, we're all looking forward to it. Trish Stratus is with us, now an actress, of course, WWE Hall of Famer, 7-time women's champ, of course. You channeled some of your wrestling moves, I would take it, into some of these fight scenes, correct?
Correct, yes. Yep. There was just moments where, I mean, I didn't go like over the top where, you know, I'm like delivering Stratisfaction, if you recall what that is. But there was a moment we thought about doing
that. I do
remember.
Now, you were like a villain back in your early days of the WWE. Do you play a little bit of a bad girl in this movie too?
Well, listen, she's part of an elite group of cops. She's a girl. She's like a female in this male-dominated world. So, of course, she's got to bring a little bit of that element in order for her to be taken seriously, for the bad guys to know she means business. So, yeah, you see a little bit of the heel Trish in there for sure.
Oh, do you have a love interest in this movie?
No, I don't have time for that. I'm just too busy kicking butt.
So, yeah, you're not okay. So you're not hanging out with one of the cops that one of the other guys is playing a cop in the movie. So your role is strictly just as a badass.
Did you say strictly? What are you thinking about over there?
Exactly.
Strictly and love scenes and not that kind of movie, sir. You're going to have to settle the physicality. You're going to settle on is Sing Me Kick Ass. That's it. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, I'm good with that. Yeah, we're fine with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
What about Sully? What's his role?
He is, he's a cop as well, but he's kind of the veteran that's been hanging out there for many, many years. And he says his famous line, Danny Glover's famous line, which you guys know what it is, right? Can I say that? I can't say that one on the air, probably, right? I'm getting too old for this. Beep.
No, you can't say that here, no.
I can say beep, though, right? I can say beep. Anyway, so he... Yeah, okay, good. Beep. So he says his line in the movie, which is pretty incredible because it's... Now, I mean, if you guys are familiar with wrestling, you know that we make a living off of taglines. And, you know, it's kind of a go-to moment. When The Rock comes back and he goes, you know, The Rock is... Or he says, can you smell The Rock's cooking? It's a big moment. It's a pop, right? Fans get it. They relate to it. They think, oh, I love that moment. It's nostalgic, right? So it was kind of the same thing with Danny Glover. Like, when he said that moment, you know, or said that line, it was kind of like a big moment, you know, so as a fan of his movies, right? You're just like, oh, my God, he said that line. And it's funny because there was a moment where he didn't... You know, at first when he came on set, he wasn't actually saying the line. He kind of felt like, is this cliched for me to say this? And meanwhile, I'm like, I'm a wrestler who makes a living off of being cliched and using taglines continuously. So I was like going, no, I don't think it's cliched at all. But he felt like it was. And so at first he would do the couple takes without the line. And then you know, we became really like as a family, you're there filming day in, day out. And he became part of our family, and we became closer, and he was really digging what we were doing. You know, he was, you know, the director is a young guy. He's very young, but he was like that. This such an ambitious guy to be putting forth this product, which he was very proud of. I think he just wanted to kind of help him out. And so, you know, the line came, I mean, we were doing the scene and the line came out, which he hadn't done on a couple other takes. So it was just really hard to keep it in, like, oh, that was so cool. You know, it was a cool moment. I think the audience definitely, like when we went to the screenings, you know, the audience just definitely popped on that moment.
So the movie said you guys are playing New York cops, right? Was it set in New York? Did you guys?
It was, yeah.
On location shots there?
No, it was all filmed in Toronto. So it was
nice.
Pretty convenient.
Now,
for
you
me.
Live in Toronto, right? You run your own yoga studio there, so you're into fitness, obviously.
Yep.
You're a big sports fan?
Yep. I am a sports fan, yes.
Well, you know,
particularly of the Toronto franchises. What's that?
Our own Steven Stamkos lives up there, of course, big star here with the Lightning. He's about to become a free agent.
I know this, yes.
So a lot of people in Toronto clamoring for him to go back there, right?
Well, it could happen. I mean, we do need a little bit of help. Just a little bit.
A little, but we'd like to keep him down here if we could. We're all looking forward to this movie, Trish. We certainly appreciate a couple minutes of your time. Again, it is out today on Blu-ray and DVD. The name of the movie is called Gridlocked, and one of the stars, Trish Stratus, of course, WWE Hall of Famer, joining us here. Thanks for a few minutes.
Thank
Good
you,
luck,
Trish.
Good luck to you.
Thanks. And listen, I hope you guys are stratified by the film.
I think we will be.